voting rights advocates, computer security experts, and some county elections officials gathered at the Ohio State House for a cybersecurity initiative. And some say they feel like they have the information they need to protect Ohio's upcoming primary. Franklin County Board of Elections Deputy Director David Payne says he's not worried so much about the election process itself.
It would be very, very, very difficult for anybody to change a vote.
But Payne says it's easy for people to sow seeds of doubt so Ohioans believe their votes are not protected. Michelle Wilcox with the Ohio Association of Elections Officials says she believes the 34 safety items that 82 of the state's election boards have undertaken was difficult to accomplish.
Everything would be up and running smooth. We would take 5 steps forward and then 3 steps back.
Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who ordered the boards to comply with the list of safety upgrades, says all counties are on track to accomplish them by Ohio's primary election on March 17th. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.